Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are now at the time that they call Achrei Hagim. What is Achrei Hagim? You know, we delay a lot of things. You know, okay, not now. After the Hagim, after the Hagim. We also promised God a lot of things, and that's it. It's now.
It's now. Hagim.
No delays anymore. Now, a very important thing to understand is in all this procedure that we went through is. We had Chodesh Elul, we had Rosh Hashanah, we had Yom Kippur, we had Sukkot. And some people think that this is all about, let's say, those days are about, okay, you know what, let's get to Simchas Torah, let's go get to Sukkot. Because after we went through the procedure of Tshuva and Judgment Day, and then we had the Chatima, and they say the Chatima is on Hoshana Rabba, the Kvittel, the good, I hope we all got a good Kvittel. And we have a good winter, Bezrat Hashem. The real truth is that people don't realize, but the main thing is not what we went through till now. Now is the most important thing. Why? Because all the Chagim, they're just there to give us power, to renew us. And now we have to go into life. Because the idea of bringing the neshama down here and put it in a body, which we learn in Bereshit, what was the idea? The idea was that the neshama was sitting up there doing nothing and getting everything. And the neshama felt ashamed. No, I don't want to get for a free present all the time. And we all know that we don't like to be needy. We want to be a giver. We want to give. We don't want to take all the time because the feeling is not so good. So God says, you know what? Okay, I'll create a whole world for you. And I put you in a body, and you have to work for what you're getting. And it's much deeper than this, but this is a general idea. In other words, we came here to work. So Yom Tov is those holy days, they are not really the reason we're here, because this is already something that elevates us up, so we could stay up there in heaven. We don't need to get here to have holy days, to have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and to be holy and get Yom Kippur, you're like angels. But that's not the idea. We're not angels. We are human beings. We are much better than angels. Why? Because we have the fight. Angels don't fight. Angels have to do what they were created to do. We were created to work against Yetzer Hara. We were created to worship God in a way that we have the fight between good and evil. And this is our job. In order to make the job right, God gave us all those special days so we have the power now to start life. The problem is sometimes, like this story the guy told, he says, every Yom Tov I go to the Rebbe, my Rebbe, and when I come back, I forget everything, like it was nothing. So this guy told him a story. You know, it's like two people going in the dark, in the woods. And one's got a torch. So the guy with the torch lights you the way. The problem is that at a certain point, the guy went right, and the other guy went left. The one that went left's got no light, doesn't know where he's going. But the one that got right, he's got the light. So what is the lesson here? You should take the light of the Yom Tov and go with it. Or at least have a friend that's got the light. In other words, the old procedure was for us to get, it's like I always compare it to a car. In order for the car to work, you have to put gas into the car. When the gas finishes, the car stops. And sometimes you need to have a special treatment for the car. And that's the same with us. We cannot go through the year without those light, without those gas stations that give us the power to go on. And now we start from the beginning. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Now is the real test. After we went through all this procedure, after we went through Sukkot and Simchas Torah, we had all those beautiful mitzvahs. Now, and by the way, talking about beautiful mitzvahs, there are a lot of reasons that we had so many mitzvahs on Sukkot. No, if you take the laws that concerning Sukkot and the law that concerning Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and all the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you will see something amazing. All the Aseret Yom HaTshuvah, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is something like this, and Sukkot is something like this. So the question is, why do we have so many mitzvahs on Sukkot? So there are a lot of reasons. But we've been in Eilat, and we left the hotel. They allow us and another three persons to stay. This is this thing, I cannot understand how in Eretz Yisrael, they want you to leave the room in the middle of Shabbos. I could understand it. So here also, they want us, but because we are gold members, whatever, it doesn't matter, so they allow us to stay till Motzei Shabbos. And then we found out that the hotel was for Simchas Torah full. Mm-hmm. Normally we don't stay for Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah in a hotel, it's not the same like in your own shul. And the minute that Motzei Shabbos came, we already had the people waiting for us to leave the room. And then something unbelievable happened. I couldn't believe, they were laughing. Yeah. We had maybe 20 people in the room. In the toilet, 10, in the room. No, it's a room, it's not a mansion. They were doing and cleaning the room in a few minutes. So many people that I even took it on tape. I taped. It's unbelievable. And then I said, wow, this is a beautiful idea. You know, God gave us all those mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs, so we can get prepared quickly to the year. After we went through all of that, now we have to do it quickly as possible, because it's urgent. We have to go and start Bereshit. And what is Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz? There is this famous question. Why is the Torah starting with a story about the creation of the world, while the Torah should be a law book? So it should start with the first mitzvah. Maybe afterwards you tell us how the world was created. But the real thing of the Torah is the laws. And the laws only start in Shemot. They don't start in Bereshit. So one of the answers is, the famous Rashi in our parsha says, Koach ma'asav igid le'amo latet la'em nachlat goyim. God wanted to show all the world His power, that He is the one who decides who owns Eretz Israel. So the Torah starts with Eretz Israel. So that's why He started with the creation, that I understand that God, Birtzono netano lahem, Birtzono lakar, He's got His own will, and in His will He gives it to whoever He wants to, and with His will He gives it to others. So in other words, maybe He gave the word Eretz Israel to the Goyim in the beginning, but then He decided that He's going to go to Eretz Israel, to Am Israel. And by the way, it was promised to Am Israel from the beginning, but we're not going to go into it. Very nice question and answer, but it's not enough. Because if this is the case, the Torah should go right after the creation of the world to the laws of the Torah. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is that we have a whole book of stories of our ancestors, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That is, those are not laws. So this answer is not enough. This answer is very good for the first chapter of Bereshit. But what happens after, later on? We don't start with mitzvahs. So one of the unbelievable answers is, we say, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah. Good midot, behavior, good behavior is before Torah. So how can it be? Is something before the Torah? Impossible. But this is exactly the point. Sefer Bereshit is the book of being a mensch. This is the book that teaches us about our behavior. And we see it. We have Avram, which is Chesed. We have Yitzchak, which is Gvura. We have Esav, which is evil. We have all kinds of evil. We have, for example, Lot that runs after money. And when we really read the book and understand that, it's not talking about people. It's talking about behavior. It's talking about teaching us. Before you want to learn the Torah, you have to be a mensch. And also being a mensch, you learn where? From the Torah. Of course you learn from the Torah. But what the Torah wanted to tell us is, before you start committing yourself to do the laws and on the halachos, be a mensch. Because if you sit and do certain mitzvahs, but you are not a mensch, that's not why you're here. And unfortunately, some people think that if they are, and if they can look ultra-religious, and they can wear a tzitzis along, I don't know where, and a beard like this. But when it comes to Ben Adam Lechavero, they don't want to know. Or sometimes they close themselves. But we already talked about it so many times that the whole idea of Am Yisrael is a klal. It's being a part of the community. Not being alone. We are not alone. We are a part of community. And this is something we have to understand. The same way as this guy, if they had to clean this room with one guy, it would took them hours. On an hour, I don't know how many. But when all of them went in, it took a few minutes. So also with us, in our case, if we do things alone, it's a different way to do it when you do it together. It's a whole big difference. And this is Bereshit. So in other words, now we have a beautiful answer. Wow, we start with Sefer Bereshit with all those stories. Those are not stories. Those are lessons for us to learn how to behave. Then, when we know what is good and what is evil, now we can start doing the mitzvahs. The problem of us is that we have the neshama that comes from above, and the body that comes from here, and the body wants, desires a lot of things that are not exactly good for us. And by the way, a lot of people ask, what is the most important thing in the creation? Human being. So why isn't the Torah starting with the human being, with the creation of the human being? Why is the Torah starting Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz? And here also is a beautiful answer. What is Shamayim ba'aretz? Shamayim is heaven, and Aretz is earth. And what is the human being built of? Apart from heaven and apart from earth. In other words, it does start exactly with what it is. What is a human being? A human being is a combination of Shamayim ba'aretz. That's what it is. And that's what the whole creation is about. We see, unfortunately, that the first parsha, starting with the creation and ending with what? The destruction. It's unbelievable. In the same parsha, God creates a world and God destroys the world. But Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. We'll see it. Noach is the one guy that saved the human race that we'll see afterwards. But what is here to understand is if man, humankind sinned, kill them. Why do you kill the whole creation? Why do you kill all the animals? Why do you destroy everything? What did they do? But that's exactly the point. If there is no human being, we don't need a creation. Because the whole creation was created for us. And if we're not here, who needs it all? And this is an important lesson to understand. This whole creation is for us. And we have to take it into our mind and take it seriously. This beautiful creation was created for us to use it in the right way. To elevate the earth to heaven. That's why we are built from heaven and earth. We need this combination in order to do our job in this world. Otherwise, we won't do our job. I think we talked about it, but say God wanted to create the world in Midat Adin, judgment. But then he saw that it cannot work, because imagine to yourself that every wrong thing that we do, we're going to be judged by God in according to the law. We will like, Adam HaRishon, after a few hours, sinned already and lost his place.
No problem. So, okay.
Adam HaRishon, after a few hours, already sinned and was punished. So, what is the lesson for us? We have to understand that if God will work in this world only with Midat Adin, we've got no chance. So God saw this and created the world with a combination of mercy and din. Chesed v'din. And the unbelievable thing is that we see it written very clearly. People think, Ratza. How Chazal learn all those things? So if we look at the first chapter, we'll see an unbelievable thing. Bereshit bara Elokim. Elokim, the name of Elokim, is Din, judgment. And when we look, Vayomer Elokim. Vayare Elokim. Vayomer Elokim. The whole thing is with the Midat Hadin. The whole first part is with Midat Hadin. Then also, there is a very puzzling thing. Because God is telling us about the creation. And then, after it's all finished, Vayichulu Hashamayim Va'aretz, everything is finished, the Torah tells us again, Ele toldot Hashamayim Va'aretz Bi'ibaram. Why? What happened? You already told us the whole story. Now you're starting again to tell us about the creation? But here is a small difference. Beyom Asot Hashem Elokim. You see, you have two names. One is Mercy Hashem, and the other is Din. And then you will see an unbelievable thing. The whole thing is the same way. Ki lo imtir Hashem Elokim. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim. Vayita Hashem Elokim. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim. So in other words, you see the whole second chapter is talking about the creation, but with a beautiful combination of Midat Hadin and Midat Harachamim. So from this Chazal learned very clearly that God wanted to create the world Midat Hadin. But then he saw that it cannot work, so he mixed Midat Harachamim in Midat Hadin, and that's what we see in the second description of how the world was created.
Just say that in English, please.
The Hadin. Din is the judgment, law. The law. So if we would have to live only according to the law with no mercy, we could not live. So the first chapter is always with the name of God, which is the symbol of Din, of law. While the other part, which again is telling us about the creation, is mixed with Elohim, Hashem Elohim. Hashem is mercy and Elohim is law. So we have here the two things together, and that's the only way it can work. And this we see written very clearly. An interesting point is when the Nachash starts working, he's written only Midat Hadin. And then it goes back to Midat Hachesed and Midat Hadin. But we won't go into it now. In other words, we see very clearly that what Chazal learned is very clearly written here. So we have now to understand another thing. What is God thought to create, and what is the creation, the real creation? The truth is that when God thinks, it's like we do. So you have to understand it. In other words, the world was created both ways. With Midat Hadin only, and mixed with Midat Hachesed. In other words, the world was really created in Midat Hadin. But then it was mixed with Midat Hachesed. So, Baruch Hashem, that we have the world now mixed with Midat Hachesed, which gives us the opportunity, if we sin, to do tshuva. As we did now, we went through this procedure, and then we got this beautiful chag of Sukkot to do mitzvahs, beautiful mitzvahs that we are really, if we ask somebody, what is the most likable yontif that you remember when you were a child? 90% will say Sukkot. It's an amazing yontif. You go out from the house and you build it. It's interesting, it's life. And you take the lulav and the etrog and all those things that are making it really very interesting. And this is really what we're talking about. So now, when we go and take the light, and this is the idea, take the light that we got and light the way into the new year. And this is the best way that we can do it. You know, something, we're talking about chesed and din, and I have to go into this interesting thing that happened to me a few years ago when I've got this exhibition that always falls before Rosh Hashanah or between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And this is the exhibition in Shanghai, in China. And there is this very nice kehila there, and also those people who come to the exhibition, sitting together. And I talked a few times there, and because I know the Rav there, he knows me, and somebody approached me in one of the meals and told me, I don't understand, you showing everything in a very nice picture, like everything is good and God is mercy and everything is like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's like so good and so nice and so thin. And our rabbi in New York, he always tells us this is Yom Adin, and he threatens us it's going to be this, and you make it like I told him, you know what, I don't know what your rabbi is doing. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. It depends who he's talking to. But I know that Drachei Adarchei Noam v'chol netivoteya shalom, the ways of the Torah are gentle and all the ways are peace. In other words, when you want to approach people, when you want to have an influence on them, if they're intelligent people, to threaten them won't work. To tell them the beauty of the procedure, this will make it go, make it tick. In other words, when I tell people, yes, you have to say thank you to God that He gave you this beautiful procedure, that though you sin, you can do tshuva. And God doesn't want you to suffer. He wants you to enjoy the procedure. That's why our Father in Heaven gave it to us. And when we look around and we see, I met a few weeks ago a guy that my friend told me, did tshuva, and then went back to the other side. And when I started talking to him, I realized right away what was the problem. The problem was that the one he was talking about tshuva, was putting it into the religion in one go. In one go, he made him from a chiloni, from a non-religious Jew, to an ultra-orthodox religious Jew. And what happens in this case? You cannot do this. It won't work. So he broke. And he stopped everything. So when I started talking, he says, I'm sorry to tell you, no, you don't have to do everything. He couldn't believe me. It was so wrong the way that they were talking with him. I told him, no, God is your father. He wants you to show him that you are going on the right way. Start with something. And I even told you, Uri, you think Uri Zohar, which was a famous, I don't know if you know him, Uri Zohar did tshuva. He was one of the great performance celebrities in Israel. Well, I think 30 years ago, maybe even more. And this guy, one day did tshuva, but he didn't do it in one go. First of all, it was very interesting. He's a very intelligent guy. And even his joke and every the films he did, they were very intelligent in a certain way. And he had the argument, there is a God, there is no God. And then he met this rabbi. He says, if you convince me that there is a God, I'm going to do tshuva. And the guy convinced him. So he didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? So the rabbi told him, start going on the way. And he started with lighting candles on Shabbos. That's what he did, that's all. No kippah, no nothing. Because he was one of the chevre, he was one of the buhema of Tel Aviv. You know, suddenly will come with a kippah on his head and tzitzisra hanging out. But then, slowly but surely, he became one of the great rabbis of our days. And this guy I met in a wedding, he is always with a book. He doesn't move his eyes from a book. And he lives, you cannot even believe how he lives. Mm-hmm. In this small room. And this guy had so much money. And maybe he's got it today also, I don't know. But it doesn't interest him. He is up there. Okay, not everybody can get there. But it all started with a small step. Everybody's got his limit, his talent. And that's what God wants. He doesn't want us to do things that we cannot do. He wants us to do step by step. Small steps, but real steps. The whole idea is, my son asked me 2 days ago, I'm learning this and learning this, and then I'm and I should learn this. As I said, you know what you should do? Because everybody tells you, you have to do this, you have to do that. You have all those gulas. You have skula la parnasa, skula la zed. Everybody's got this gulot. This is good for parnasa, this is good for this, this is good for... I told him, what we do in this world? We have to connect to God. That's what we have to do. And whatever helps you to connect to God, that's what you should do. Don't listen to everybody. Baruch Hashem, there is so many things to learn, so many things to do. Choose what is connecting you to Am Yisrael and to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you have to understand, to connect to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is to connect to Am Yisrael. I always say, to connect to Am Yisrael is connect to God. That's what God wants. That's why we are a klal. We are not alone, as I said in the beginning. And if we understand this, that the whole world, Bereshit Bara Elokim Tashamayim, was created for us to understand and realize that this combination of Shamayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth, it's an unbelievable combination. Yes, it's not easy, because we are really not in the right place, because the neshama is up there. But the body, he wants all those things. But that's exactly the point. You don't have to be frightened. We went through a beautiful procedure. And now, Bereshit means Bereshit. We are starting from new. By the way, somebody asked me, what do you mean starting from new? What, I'm starting again from Kita Aleph? He says, no, that's not the idea. The idea is that, like, what is the beginning? When a kid goes to a kindergarten, it's a beginning for him. When he goes to the first grade in school for Kita Aleph, it's a beginning for him. When he goes to the high school, it's a beginning for him. When he goes to the university, it's a beginning for him. When he gets married, it's a beginning. When it's a bar mitzvah, it's a beginning. When the bat mitzvah, it's a beginning. That's, all of those are beginnings. In other words, what God wants us is not to go back, go down a class. He wants us to climb up a class. But the whole idea is that now we have the chance, because we are clean. And you know, somebody told me, you know why we have all those beautiful mitzvahs? Because when you go out of Yom Kippur, you are clean as a white sheet. And when you are clean like a white sheet, every small dot you can see. So if God would have started with heavy mitzvahs, we were all already full with a lot of dots. So God gave us this privilege, and you know what? He gave us this beautiful mitzvah. Sit in the sukkah. You're doing a mitzvah. Take Arbat Aminim, you're doing a mitzvah. Build the sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah. All those things are mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs, and nice mitzvahs, happy mitzvahs. Zman simchateinu. So Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope for all of us that we'll have a good winter, a nice winter, a good year, and we hope that we all got a good kvittel, and now we're going to show God that we are really practicing it in the right way.